Nas is relevant.
No beef for rivals, they playing ether or title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text Hover like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing, I had to hold it down for Queens, cause I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping, subways be stacked, and I ain't been on a train in decades, and I can still hear the wheels on the tracks. Feel the beat break, serial deface for Jakes. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. There's still a lot of ways to manage the life expectancy average. The future of our next generation ain't been established. Conflicted by some of the same patterns that had us. Money and social status, tell me what really matters. So who are you when they turn off all the cameras? With me, you know the answers. Go ask Tony Bennett. Terrace on the Park, they gotta know. DJ Clue, Envy, and Camilo.
We right at it, man. Let's talk about it. We gotta talk about it, man. Nas is relevant. Nas been in the game 30 years. Nas is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Nas is one of the flyest rappers of all time. Nas got one of the best catalogs of all time. Nas came in the game rapping at a high level. 30 years later, he's rapping at a high level. He came in rapping better than everybody. 30 years later, he's rapping better than everybody. How is he not relevant? How is somebody of Nas' stature and relevancy should even be in the same sentence? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I usually don't get into these type of conversations because I do feel like they beneath me. You know, I'm a real hip-hop head. You know what I'm saying? I've been a hip-hop head since 92. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for real. I'm an 80s baby, and I've been a hip-hop head since 92. You know, I was around for the Word Up magazines, the Right On magazines. You know what I'm saying? I really had pictures on my wall. Like, you know what I mean? I had all my favorite posters on the wall. All that. You know what I'm saying? I made cassette tapes. You know? I'm from that era. I'm from that cloth, making cassette tapes. You know what I'm saying? Reading the cassettes. Then when the CDs came out, yeah, what studio was this made at? Who wrote this? Who's on the hook? Who's the features? Reading the shout outs. Yeah, I'm from that era. You know, 21 Savage was on Clubhouse. Let's talk about Clubhouse. I've never been on Clubhouse. You know, you don't really even need to go on YouTube. I mean, on Clubhouse, because if anything really exciting pops off on Clubhouse, you could just go on YouTube and listen to the shit. Apparently, 21 Savage was on the Clubhouse or in a room. I guess they call it a room. He was in a Clubhouse room, and you know, he said Nas was irrelevant, and I can understand what he was saying. Maybe he felt like, you know, to this era or to this generation, he's irrelevant. My thing is this: why even talk like that? You understand? Why even talk like that? Nas is from that ilk. You know, if you come up in the game and you got respect for that, you know what I'm saying? I look at the music game like, if you got OGs, and just like you got OGs in the streets, you got OGs in the music game. You know what I'm saying? 21 had a situation, right? That was, Hov came through and helped him out. That's an OG from that era of Nas. Nas don't bother nobody. That man don't talk bad about nobody. That man do his thing, right? Always been like that. Always been one of the illest niggas to do this shit. Why even bring him up in that vein? Why don't we respect our OGs? And I'm not necessarily saying that 21 don't respect Nas, but don't even come through and talk like that. On top of that, why y'all niggas be on Clubhouse so much talking to people who don't got a fucking... a lick of common sense in they fucking head? Y'all be on Clubhouse. Yo, come on the Retro Rick podcast and talk. Y'all be on the Clubhouse talking to people who don't even know nothing about nothing. Them niggas just got an app. Ain't heard a Nas album, don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas be on there talking and having in-depth ass conversation with motherfuckers that don't know shit about nothing. That's mind-boggling to me. If somebody heard this and they want to pass this along, man, 21, come jump on the Retro Rick podcast, man. Let's talk. And I fuck with 21. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the few of this era that I really enjoy their music. You know, I disagree with his statements. I do feel like, yo, Nas is relevant. I just was talking to this dude. Well, we just had a couple, like, you know, a little back and forth on nothing crazy on Instagram. You know, he was saying, like, Nas not relevant. Nas is just New York and this, and that. I'm like, yo, man, you know, if you wasn't there, you wasn't there. That's all I think I can say about it. You know, we can't compare that era to this era, right? Because Academics or somebody, they put out the, oh, Nas only sold 28,000. Niggas was on Clubhouse debating, saying that Nas ain't gonna outsell Drake. Why the fuck would Nas outsell Drake in a fucking 20? Why would a Nas album in 2022 outsell a Drake in 21 joint surprise album? He's not even gonna come close to that. Now, here's my thing. This is y'all era. And guess what? In his era, y'all wouldn't have fucked with him. Right? Y'all wouldn't have fucked with him. Drake probably wouldn't even been able to come out in that era. The ghostwriting alone would have done him off in the era of that cloth that Nas and him come from. He wouldn't have made, they would have ran him up out of here. The style that 21 rapping, I respect 21. He has his own style for this generation. Back then, he might not have made it, right? Because it was different. So how the fuck is you? How was people comparing Nas? One dude's like, yo, Nas ain't even going to beat Drake in 21's second week. Of fucking course not. Why would he beat their second week sales? He's not going to come nowhere near their sales, man. Numbers lie, yo. Numbers lie. Do that mean that Drake in 21 album is better than Nas? You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Drake in 21, but y'all, they're not, they can't, not, come on, man. Lyric, come on, man. Come on, man. Lyrically, come on, man. And Nas penning everything. Because guess what, man? Regardless on what, how you slice it, right? Drake always got that little thing with him, man. He always got that little, that little writing thing, man, is there. People can, and I'm not taking away from his creativity. Do your thing, man. When he raps, I fuck with it. All the singing shit, I'm cool. I'm cool. But when he rapping, cool. But guess what? Nas ain't never had no help with the pen. That boy Nas got, come on, man. Nas is Nas. You know, but at the same time, like, you should be looking at Nas like, damn, OG, drop some game on me because I'm trying to get a 30-year career. I want to be able to go and perform these songs right now that I got 30 years from now. You understand what I'm saying? Nas got them. Nas gonna forever eat off them songs. See, this era is microwave. This era is 30 seconds and I'm done type shit. Popcorn, minute 30, and I'm done. That's this era. You know what I'm saying? That's this era. And I feel like people who come at New York like, oh, it's only a New York thing, it's this, that. Yo, come on, man. Like, yo, man, New York is New York. It is what it is. The music that come from New York, man, in that golden era of music, of sound, like, we shape the world, we shape shit. It is what it is. We can't help that that hip-hop was birthed where it's birthed. It came from where it came from, whatever the case. But don't just hold Nas to try and be like, oh, no, it's just New York people. You know what I'm saying? Because he got hits, like real hits. One dude said that they can't play a Nas set. Huh? You can't play a Nas set in the club? Come on, man. Come on. What are we talking about? You know, it's like people be saying things and they be saying things just to say it. Like, why would you compare? Like, yo, the fact that people are comparing, talking about Nas's fucking album sales. Could Drake do the numbers he do in Nas era? Come on, man. We are streaming. This is a streaming era right now. And them numbers be fake because it's streaming farms. It's niggas buying streams and numbers and it's all that, man. All the labels and the DSPs is in cahoots. It's all type of shit going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Even Jay-Z said, I ain't got a billion streams. I got $1 billion. You know what I'm saying? Then the dude, I'm gonna read you what dude has said to me, right? Because he was going, he went in, you know what I mean? Salute to him, you know what I mean? He went in. Let me see here. This is what dude has said to me, right? Dude said, he said, if Jay-Z dropped today, how many he gonna do? Wayne Carter 5 did 500K the first week. Wayne been out since 98, 500K and 28K is a huge difference. Wayne Bullshit Project with Rich the Kid did 19K. Okay, now, my reply, did I reply to him yet? I don't think I replied to that one yet. Oh, I said Hov gonna do his numbers. Wayne is more familiar with a younger crowd than Nas. Like, am I off in that? You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm off in that. Wayne been out since 98, right? But let's not forget that Wayne went cold. Like, real cold. Wayne was not Wayne for a while. And then he got a re-spark. Wayne caught his re-spark at a good time. Because he caught his spark and was able to capture this new generation with that new spark. You dig? So, yeah, he gonna have this. And he went on a crazy run. He went on a crazy run. Then he got Drake, got Nicki Minaj, got Tyga. He got the Young Money shit. All of them Young Money, they're gonna appeal. They had a whole thing going. So he gets the benefits off that. Nas wasn't doing that. Jay-Z gets a lot of love off his business acumen, just as much as his music. But he's always been relevant because of the stature that people put him as. Oh, Jay-Z the GOAT. I was just debating with my man Sev yesterday or 2 days ago about Jay-Z and 50 doing a versus. I'm riding with 50. And I respect Jay-Z, one of my favorite rappers, but I'm riding with 50. That's just, it's a feeling in the music, right? I'm not talking about money. I don't give a fuck. They both got money. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, Versus turned into a performance, right? Just to jump into the 50 and Jay-Z thing real quick. I'm going to get back to the Nas shit. What I was telling my man was, you know, Versus turned into a performance, right? So it's like, okay, 50 going to be 50. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's a thing that's like, yo, if whoever Lil Bro, the other artist, wins, right? And I don't necessarily want to say Lil Bro, but 50's going to be 50. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying he's going to punk Jay-Z or anything like that, but 50 is going to be 50. And them shits is going to hit, just like Jay-Z song is going to hit. For anybody to say that, you know, oh, it'll be a 20-0 or whatever, it's like, yo, my nigga, 50 got some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hov got some shit too, but 50 is from that ilk. And this is just a 20 for 20. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to sit here and say, like, yo, Jay-Z ain't Jay-Z. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, I'm going to go with 50. Just like people going to go with Jay-Z. It's a versus. Look, I'm picking 50. You know what I mean? I just feel that, you know, we can't just be like, oh, it's Jay-Z, so he automatically wins. But, you know, it is what it is. Wayne was able to come in, and like I said, he was able to come in with this era and this generation and spark a whole generation of people up under him. You know, he reinvented himself. You understand? Because this new Wayne won't the old Wayne. Not to say he could never always rap, but come on, he reinvented himself to a whole nother nigga type. You know what I mean? And then he took off. So Nas always been that ill, low-key, chill nigga. Like, he ain't that type of nigga that's always in the spotlight trying to do a million songs and all that shit, man. He ain't never did that. So he will never be like Hov and Wayne and Drake and all these people. He never played the spotlight like that, even though he got all the spotlight just as any much as he got just as much spotlight as any one of them. So we can't say, like, oh, Nas, he ain't as big as this person because he don't be around, or it's nothing you can say about Nas. He is Nas, one of my favorites, but he's one of a lot of people's favorites. And I just hate when, you know, you get an artist who, no shot to 21, but like most people consider your best work feature work. You know what I'm saying? Like, then I seen somebody say that Nas can't beat 21 in a verse. It's just like, yo, come on, what are we talking about, man? That's the shit that hip hop need to stop, man. Hip hop need to stop tearing each other down. You know what I'm saying? Instead of 21 saying, yo, Nas is irrelevant, 21 should be looking like, nah, Nas is on the run. I need Nas on my next project. And for all you people who's talking about, oh, Nas is a New Yorker, New York this, New York that, go listen to Nas. Go listen to some shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't be biased into your opinion because you don't necessarily like New York rap, or you feel like New York artists used to always shit on, you know, other regions and places like that. So now it's like, now that New York ain't on top no more, y'all feel like, yeah, New York, fuck New York. Like, nah, man, Nas is still Nas. You know what I'm saying? Like, we cannot take away Nas being Nas. And I'm not trying to say, you know, that's necessarily what he was saying, but my thing is just, why say it at all? You know what I'm saying? You going on a public platform and you know people going wrong with the clickbait. You know what I'm saying? Even if he said Nas is irrelevant, psych, I'm joking. People is clipping that Nas is irrelevant, putting it up just to get their 15 seconds of fame, or, you know, just to get their shit off. My thing is, yo, the younger artists, man, you know, if you got somebody in the game that's doing it for 30 joints, 30 plus, nigga, I'm not talking down on that man at all. Especially a nigga of Nas cloth. Somebody of Nas cloth who don't talk about nobody, give game. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's how you're supposed to do it. 30 in. Still fly. Still rapping at a high level. Business is on point. Raps is on point. Everything he doing what he's supposed to do. I'm not even speaking on his name like that. You know? I'm not speaking on his name like that. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, it's certain people, it's just like, yo, OGs is OGs, right? You wouldn't go in the hood and just see an OG and say some wild shit about him if you respect that OG. Why is that even a thing? Why can't be, yo, nah, Nas is fire. Salute him. Why can't be that? Why it gotta be, oh, Nas ain't that nigga. He ain't selling this. What he not doing? Why can't be, yo, nah, Nas is fucking 30 plus in the game, looking like he just got in the game. Like, why can't be that? Why can't be, yo, nah, Nas is 30 plus in the game, out rapping all these niggas. Why can't be that? In 21, you came in on fucking on Meek joint, man. On, I think it was the Championship Projects, the joint with on Meek album. You was like, I wish I rapped in the 90s because it's 2K shit full of weirdos. You said you wish you rapped in the 90s, so this 2K shit, because it's 2K shit for the weirdos. And you on Clubhouse talking to a bunch of motherfuckers who don't know nothing about nothing. You said that. You said, I wish I rapped in the 90s because it's 2K shit full of weirdos. And you on Clubhouse talking to people who don't know nothing about nothing. Probably never even heard a Nas album. You on Clubhouse talking to people that's comparing Nas album sales to you and Drake album sales. Anybody on God's green earth know that's just pointless to do. Nas came out in 94. You want that nigga? Do you think Nas that came out in 94? You think Nas gonna do, you know what I'm saying, a fucking billion streams, 300,000 first week? Come on. That don't make sense. It just don't make sense, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I fuck with 21. But, man, yo, I also respect the OGs, man, you know? And that's the thing, man. Like, we got to stop doing this shit, man. Get up with the OGs. Stop trying to be saying this. Oh, nah, the OG ain't this and that and that and this, man. Fuck all that. Yo, get up with the OGs. You know what I'm saying? Get up with them. You know? It is what it is. Like, for real. I don't know, man. Hip hop, man. I guess, you know, hip hop is hip hop, man. But we gotta stop tearing each other down, man. Like, it just should be getting annoying sometimes, because it's like, stop putting that age on things. Stop comparing numbers and saying, oh, he's not hot because, you know, academics. Like, dog, man, I can't believe y'all let this nigga in the game, man. For real. Niggas think numbers is everything. You're thinking somebody who came out with fucking cassettes was a thing that's going to do catastrophic numbers. Like, that shit is crazy. And the only that shit is craziness, man. Like, it's not going to happen. But guess what? Would Drake do catastrophic numbers in Nas's era with all that people that was out? These niggas, come on, man. DJ Khaled make the same album every year. DJ Khaled make the same album every year. Same album, same feature, same shit, man. Like, ain't even that much competition. Would Drake be able to drop in 92, 94, when Pac, Biggie, and all them was dropping? When DMX was doing two albums a year, double platinum, triple platinum, would he come out and do numbers in that era? Come on, man. It's a different time. It's a different era. The same way them niggas couldn't come out here and outsell Drake, he wouldn't have outsold them in their era. Come on, man. This shit be crazy, man. Niggas just be getting on this joint. Niggas be getting on this joint saying anything, man. Y'all don't know who y'all talking to on these Clubhouse and these apps, man. I don't know. Y'all just get on there and just talk. And it's all good to have a debate, man. But at least talk to some people that know, man, that done listen to some shit and can understand music. I don't see how if you like music and you can't vibe to a Nas joint, like, come on, man. You can't rock out to some Nas. And everybody talk about some, oh, I don't never hear nobody say, yo, turn that Nas on in the club, newly stacked. Man, come on with that, man. Come on with that, man. For real, come on with that, man. You niggas ain't got no if I ruled the world. niggas ain't got no if I ruled the world. No Hate Me Now, no Uchi Wally. I'm saying, no Illmatic, no Ether. I mean, I could keep going, you know. I could keep going, man. Salute to Nas, salute to 21, salute to Drake. They you know, this day era. I'm no hater. This day era. Of course, I'm rocking with the golden era. You know what I'm saying? It's not even close. It's not even close in my book. And that's not to take away nobody from this era. This ain't my shit. But it's not even close. But we can't keep on knocking niggas because they ain't not coming out and outselling people who's of this time. You know what I'm saying? Nas is not of this time. Niggas that's in the game right now, that's popping, that's the top of the game and all that, man. Half these niggas was not even fucking born in 94. Or they was like 2 or 1. So they don't know nothing about what Nas is. Probably never even heard a Nas album. Come on, man. Come on, man. You don't think they got street, like, man, we all know what's going on over there. Y'all know the machine he got behind him. The run that he's on, is unheard of. And we can't take that away from him. But he wouldn't have done this in that era. He wouldn't have. Without a machine, without the corporate, without all of the shit that's put in place for him to be who he is and do what he's doing, it wasn't like that back then. That was shark-infested waters back then, man. It ain't shark-infested right now. You got your top dogs, which would be the Drake, the Kendrick, the Cole. That's 3 people. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about on some rap shit. Like, you got Future. You got people that do numbers. It's rappers that do numbers. But it's still a, it's just, it's a handful of that tier. Magic coming out in this fucking a bunch of y'all. Come on, man. Come on, man. Magic coming out when, you know, when Wu-Tang was dropping the group joint, and then niggas was dropping 4, 5, 6, 7 solos. Nas, Biggie, Pop. It was ridiculous in that era. It was shark infested waters. It was shark infested waters. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. But yeah, man, I just wanted to come on here and get my rant, man, because, you know, I sat back, listened to a lot of people talk, a lot of people, you know, hear what they got to say about the situation and all that. And, you know, like I said, man, it's all fun debate. At the end of the day, you can't change nobody's mind. You know, you can't change nobody's mind, man. You know, everybody's entitled to feel how they feel. You know what I'm saying? I seen everybody weighing in on the situation. So, you know, me being the music head that I am, I just had to weigh on the situation as well. Salute to 21, Drake, and Nas, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, like I said, man, people going to say what they say. They're going to think what they think. And, you know, it's all a big debate, man. At the end of the day, music is subjective, you know. Some people like it. Some people going to like it. Some people not going to like it. You know what I mean? Only thing I can say is like what you like. You dig? But, yeah, man, I'm back, man. You know, just been busy with work, you know, a little under the weather, all type of shit, man. So, you know, I'm back. Back at it. The podcast is back. One thing for sure, two things for certain. We're going to turn it up. You know, again, man, put people onto the podcast for me, man. It's free. It don't cost you no bread. You know, it don't cost you no money to be like, oh, yo, you listen to podcasts? All right, yo, check out the Retro Rick podcast. You know what I'm saying? It don't cost you no money to send this to somebody, tell people about it. That's free. You know what I'm saying? We growing the platform. I appreciate everybody for rocking with me. And we here, man. You know, like I said, man, I'm still brainstorming because, you know, every time I hit record on this joint, I want that episode to be better than the one before, you know. And, you know, we'll see, man. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm here, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to see. I don't want to keep on saying what I'm thinking about for the pod and all that. So as I make changes, y'all will know it and I'll talk about it as they come. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to predate the changes. But, you know, just rock with me, man. You know, you want to hit the email, hit the RetroRickPodcast@gmail.com. Hit me on Instagram at Rick_BHR. And, yeah, man, like I said, I was a little under the weather. I didn't want to come on here sounding, you know what I mean? I'm here, though. We back at it. You know what I mean? Nas is very relevant. Very relevant. You dig? He been doing this for 30-plus years. Got the fucking one of the greatest catalogs of all time, greatest albums of all time, got some of the greatest verses of all time, still rapping at the level that he's rapping, which is ridiculous. Any rapper in the game should be looking at his career and being like, yo, OG, throw me under the wing because I'm trying to have a 30-year run. You understand what I'm saying? That man could get on stage and perform shit from Illmatic. That came out in 94, man. Youngins. Y'all want to do that. I'm out of here, man. It's the Retro Rick Podcast.